Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can listen, you can tune in, you can also participate by calling 877-726-8255. Thanks for allowing me a little bit of a summer hiatus. I've been off for a couple of weeks while I was visiting Canada. The folks in Canada are ultra nice, very polite. One of our drivers, Simon, I pointed out how polite the Canadians were, and he goes, "Yeah, sorry." And I had a great time visiting Alberta and the Canadian Rockies, beautiful scenery, wonderful hikes, multi-colored glacial waters. It's a really amazing place to visit, glaciers and so on. And I also wanted to commemorate today because this summer we mark the 35th year that I've been broadcasting Intelligent Medicine. Its previous guise, it was called Health Talk, started in 1988. It was a radio program, first only on weekends and then weekdays and weekends, 6 days a week. And then 10 years ago, it became a hybrid radio program like this, as well as daily podcasts. So 10-year anniversary of a podcast, 35th anniversary of our program. We are the longest-running continuous physician-hosted radio program on the air. And we hope to keep on churning for many more years. 877-726-8255. And speaking of history, during the summer, it's a time for lots of leisure, relaxation, and for me, reading is a favorite pastime. And so I brought along for my trip, and I'm currently wading through a very ambitious book. It's entitled The World, A Family History of Humanity, by a historian named Simon Sebag Montefiore. That's a celebrated name. I wonder if he's part of that Montefiore family. He's a popular historian in the UK. He's written a lot of great books. And his latest undertaking is to write a history of the world starting from Paleolithic times, man's origins in Africa, leading up to present times. And to give you an idea of the scale, it's about 1,700 pages full of footnotes, and I'm one-third through the book. I've only gotten up to the time of the Renaissance. A new character named Michelangelo has recently been introduced in that book. And so there's actually, in the book, there's some interesting discussion of the history of sugar, which has changed the world historically. Now we have the advent of weight loss drugs. We're going to be talking about them largely in part to our infusion of sugar into the human diet, which previously was a rarity. Yeah, you know, Paleolithic hunters would find some fruit. It was more bitter, smaller, harder to acquire. In the old days, you couldn't go to the supermarket and load your basket with watermelon and grapes imported from long distances. And maybe you could raid a beehive and get some honey, but it would cost you a lot of stings, and it might require a trek of many miles. But sugar was introduced to the West in the 15th century. So here's the background. In 1425, Henry, or Enrique, a Portuguese duke, ordered the planting of a new crop on one of his new territories. It was a crop that would change the world, sugar cane. And the location was the formerly uninhabited Atlantic island of Madeira. Now, Madeira is off the coast of Africa, and it's a place where the climate is just right for growing sugar cane. But it didn't originate there. Sugar originated actually in the South Seas, probably Papua New Guinea, in possibly prehistoric times. And it reached India around AD 350. And then under the Arab Caliphate that dominated parts of India and the Middle East after Muhammad was what, you know, 700, 800, sugar was dubbed al-sukar. That's how it got its name. It was originally worked by slaves in Iraq under the caliphate, and it was later transplanted by Arabs to Sicily. Sicily has a kind of an interesting background because it was under Muslim domination for much of its medieval history. And then it was taken to Andalusia, Spain, under the Muslims. When the Ottomans took Constantinople in the 1400s, its importation from the East was blocked. So there was a big demand for sugar, but they couldn't get it from the Muslim-dominated East. So the Christian Henry brought sugar saplings from Sicily and planted them on Madeira as kind of an experiment, see if they would work. Well, they did. Originally, they used Italian and Portuguese workers, indentured workers, but they were soon joined by slaves, probably Berbers from Morocco. This is before black slaves were used in the Caribbean. They were well-suited to the climate after Columbus discovered the New World because they came from tropical Africa, and they could withstand the rigors of working in the sugarcane field. So they were ideal workers. So they were abducted by the Spaniards and the Portuguese and the French and the English, and they also, the Arabs and Muslims participated in the slave trade. Later, this guy Henry's daughter married a young Genoese sailor known to us as Columbus. And in terms of the history of medicine, we practically eradicated the original inhabitants of Hispaniola, which is now Dominican Republic and Haiti, and other Caribbean islands, Cuba, and so on, with the smallpox that the Europeans introduced. But there was a trade-off, because the Native Americans gave the Europeans back a disease called syphilis, which took off like a firestorm in Europe. And slaving actually persisted in Madeira until it was abolished in 1775. It wasn't abolished in many of the Caribbean areas and in the United States until much later. So it was also discovered that a new commodity could be made from sugar, which was rum. And that was the basis of a major economic revolution, because you could import sugar or you could import rum, and the ships would bring the rum back to Europe, and then the slave ships would come from Africa to bring more workers, and on it went. But it was later in 1747 that a German chemist, whose name is Andreas Magrof, discovered that beetroots contained sugar, sucrose, the very self-same sugar that comes from sugarcane. It was not until later that his apprentice, Franz Karl Achard, around 1784, began selectively breeding sugar beets. But most of the sugar came from sugarcane in the Caribbean. But when the English blockade cut off Caribbean sugar to Napoleon and his allies, that was in the early 1800s, this prompted cultivation of sugar beets in Europe. And in places like Ukraine and Russia, sugar beets are a major crop. In Germany. And now sugar beets are the major source of sugar for the U.S. and many parts of the world because, well, since Cuba kind of flaked off in terms of its relationships with the U.S., we had to rely on sugar beets as a major source of sugar. And so now 4.1 million tons of sugar are produced annually in the U.S. from sugar beets going into Americans' waistlines. There's a little bit of history for you. 877-726-8255. We invite your phone calls. Your participation is welcome here on Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood In Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. That newsletter comes into your inbox on a weekly basis if you sign up for it at drhoffman.com. And this next week, coming up, an article on how to predict your lifespan. How long will you live? 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. But we've got a live caller, Steve from Ohio. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, hello, doctor. I found the podcast that where you were interviewed recently to be enlightening, informative. Unfortunately, the audio quality on your end was poor compared to the excellent sound of your podcast. Both you and Layla, you speak slowly, clearly. And I listen to other medical podcasts, and when anyone talks fast or maybe has a foreign accent or a high-pitched, irritating voice, I turn them off because I have difficulty focusing on the content.
And hopefully that doesn't apply to me because I speak the King's English, I think.
Exactly.
Okay. You have a question?
Yeah, my question, when you interview guests beforehand, do you tell them not to talk fast or make sure their telephone quality is good or remind them the audience may not have a medical background?
Yeah, I try to keep it on a level where, you know, I tell them that it's geared towards a lay audience. We don't want to be too technical. And I try to rein it in. You know, so as an interviewer, I mean, sometimes you don't even know necessarily who you're going to get. You know, I don't have, like, a large staff who can pre-interview people beforehand. But, you know, occasionally we'll get someone who doesn't sound that audible. But you had a question, and our producer, Phil, tells us that you wanted to hear my outlook on the U.S. medical system. Is that correct?
Yes, you did talk about that on that.
Okay, so let's tackle that. Thanks for teeing me off on that subject. Because Winston Churchill once said, this is after the war, he told the UK's House of Commons that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those others that have been tried. And so I'll say when it applies to the U.S. medical system that capitalism is the worst economic system, except for all the others, because in other countries, look, there's no question the U.S. leads the world in terms of medical innovation. And a lot of that is driven by economic motives, right? You know, new breakthrough therapies that can change people's lives, but also can enrich individuals and companies that come up with them. The problem is that our medical system is geared too much towards very, very sophisticated quick fixes that don't so much look at root causes. And we're, you know, there's so little that is oriented towards prevention. Yeah, we pay lip service to prevention, but then when it comes to issues like obesity, the big emphasis, and I'll be talking about this later, is on drugs that fix the problem of obesity, a problem that to a large extent, you know, not in every single case, because obesity existed prior to the advent of Western diet, but to a large extent is about lifestyle. It's about diet, exercise, and so on. So the other problem in the United States is we have a system that incentivizes lots of testing and over-treatment because it's kind of a CYA system. And it's less so in other countries. The medical negligence laws, malpractice laws, are less stringent than many other parts of the world. You know, maybe there's less safety in those countries, possibly. But from what I've heard, other countries have a better way of resolving mistakes. Instead of going to court and having a long, drawn-out ordeal where people are awarded millions of dollars, where in many cases the vast majority of that goes to the lawyers, they have medical councils with experts that review the erstwhile mistakes and then come out with appropriate settlements and awards for the people who've been harmed and potentially penalties for doctors or health practitioners who've made mistakes. But it's not, there's some real structural problems with the system in the United States. And that's a theme that you're going to be hearing about on Intelligent Medicine. I keep hitting upon that. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, more Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 gets you on the program while we're broadcasting, but it also gets you to record a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
What are PFAs?
All right. Well, you know, Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit, so that's a good question. PFAs, sometimes referred to as PFAS compounds, are a category of over 12,000 compounds that have stick, stain, and water-resistant properties. So they're highly valuable as ingredients in some products. So like nonstick cookware, even, you know, coating of pizza boxes. So that, you know, I hate when the pizza sticks to the pizza box. So you put some PFAS there and it just peels off nicely. And they're ubiquitous compounds used in industry. But because these compounds don't break down easily in the environment or our bodies, they're persistent and bioaccumulative. Hence, they have received the moniker forever chemicals. And researchers have linked exposure to PFAS with an increased risk of all kinds of negative health outcomes, including some cancers, immune suppression. They have gender-bending characteristics. They may cause hormonal problems, problems with thyroid, with estrogen levels, contributing to reproductive cancers, and so on. So there's some real concerns about PFAS compounds. And most recently, this is scary, headline, study links forever chemicals to testicular cancer in military personnel. Whoa. Why is it that young folks, guys in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, develop testicular cancer? And that may result in loss of a testicle, followed by chemotherapy. Lance Armstrong underwent that, by the way, the famous Tour de France bicycle rider. So studies have also shown that firefighters who've been diagnosed with testicular cancer at higher rates than people in most other occupations may be the result of the presence of perfluoroalkyl substances or PFAS compounds in the foam they use to fight fires. So here's another concerning fact. Indicator of PFAS found in some period products. If you're going to use a tampon or a sanitary napkin, that's going to go in a part of the body which has a lot of absorptive surface, which is directly in contact with your reproductive organs. Well, a recent survey suggests that there was a significant amount of PFAS in tampons and pads. So not all of them contain it, but a significant amount of it, and that's concerning. Big article in the New York Times this last week on the subject of PFAS compounds. They're finally coming around to recognizing that's a concern. We were ahead of the curve in my professional organization, the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm president of that organization. We have a campaign that is at banpfas.org. We want the public to send messages to Congress, the EPA, and the FDA urging them to protect the public and ban PFAS for good. Europe is ahead of the curve in proposing that kind of legislation. They deem the safety of European inhabitants to a greater extent than American authorities, health authorities. And we're lagging behind the rest of the world in recognizing that PFAS compounds are problematic. So join me in urging action. The FDA tells us that from the testing it's done that the vast majority of food is safe from PFAS, but we at the Alliance for Natural Health, our independent testing directly contradicts the FDA's findings because we, as a citizen organization, sent some samples of kale to the lab to find out if they contained PFAS, and all of the samples did. Even the organic kale contained PFAS. It's in the environment. It breaks down very, very slowly. That's why they call it a forever chemical. And we need to do something about it. So go to banpfas.org to register your concern, and I thank you for that question. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates mood and sleep and our response to pain. I found that CBD helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's, in my opinion, one of the most significant breakthroughs in the natural products marketplace of the century. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. Their potency is guaranteed, and it's the highest level of CBD that you can obtain over the counter with the Reserve collection. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman 30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for our Intelligent Medicine listeners for Plus CBD's new Reserve collection gummies. Don't forget to use coupon code Hoffman 30 for 30% off. This item, hey, we're talking about CBD, which is a component of marijuana, but it's a component that has a different effect than THC. More and more Americans are smoking pot these days because of the legalization of pot. And the American Lung Association has issued a warning about the health impacts of marijuana use. Now, I find it kind of paradoxical that a lot of people are down on cigarettes and they're worried about the smoke in the air from Canadian fires, but at the same time, they do a deep toke on marijuana cigarettes. And they don't feel that that could have a potential harmful effect on their lungs. It's kind of using blinders when it comes to deleterious effects, because smoke in whatever form is harmful to lung health, whether from burning wood, tobacco, or marijuana. Toxins and carcinogens are released from the combustion of materials, right? It's burning plant material. And so they've done some studies. First of all, marijuana smokers tend to inhale more deeply and hold their breath longer than cigarette smokers, which leads to a greater exposure per breath to tar, which is, you know, you're going to get the THC and the CBD, the active ingredients, but you're also going to get a lot of other stuff. And so what they found is that smoking marijuana clearly damages the human lung. Smoking marijuana causes chronic bronchitis. And marijuana smoke has been shown to injure the cell linings of the large airways. And that could explain why marijuana use, if chronic, leads to symptoms such as wheeze and acute bronchitis. And so studies have shown that air bubbles may develop in the lungs of young to middle-aged adults who are heavy smokers of marijuana. And smoking marijuana can also affect the immune system and the body's ability to fight disease, because the lungs are kind of a portal of entry of many pathogens. Smoking marijuana may increase the risk of opportunistic infections. So another potential threat to those with weakened immune systems is aspergillus. It can grow on marijuana, which if then smoked exposes the lungs to this fungus. So then there's vaping. But there's a lot of hot inhaled gaseous material. Vape pens are used to inhale cannabis concentrates or liquids, but they often contain vehicles whose chemicals are injurious to the lungs. So concern is about inhaling these products. There are also edibles. That's a different story. There's concerns about the effects on brain development, especially of younger people who consume a lot of edibles or inhale a lot of pot, or its potential to increase the risk of schizophrenia. That's been demonstrated, though by no means does everyone who smokes pot go off the deep end. In terms of productivity, pot is not associated with high degrees of productivity, accuracy, memory, response. And so it's kind of a strange paradox that we have campaigns to reduce dependency on alcohol, to get people off cigarettes, but at the very same time, we're encouraging marijuana use by opening up marijuana dispensaries and reducing penalties for marijuana use, essentially legalizing it so that the government can tax it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Bunker Labs community of veteran and military spouse entrepreneurs ready to take their businesses to the next level. Veterans Help Group has signed on as a business partner and has donated $10,000 to help fund Bunker Labs' mission. Bunker Labs entrepreneurs feature some of the most innovative companies and determined founders in the world. Unfortunately, the nature of their service can create a vast opportunity gap. America's business mission is all about building bridges for veterans and military spouses to access capital, resources, and networks.
the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Has America just become an insurance company with a military? Fitch has officially downgraded America's global credit rating. What's our government's plan? Eliminate tax breaks for your pensions and 401ks and replace them with government retirement accounts.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have fructose intolerance. What food should I eat or not eat?
Okay, so let's talk about fructose intolerance. Fructose is a type of sugar that is predominantly found in fruit, but you can also find it in something called high fructose corn syrup, which is now used as a cheap sweetener. You know, I mentioned earlier that initially we had sugar cane, and then sugar cane got supplanted by beet sugar, and then he found an even cheaper way to make tons and tons and tons of sugar, and that's from corn. So corn yields something called high fructose corn syrup, which has a high content of fructose. And fructose also comes in a natural form in fruit and certain vegetables. And many people have an intolerance to this. This is, I think, really underestimated, because it has been suggested that as much as 40% of the U.S. population has an intolerance to fructose. Now, there are two forms of fructose, actually three forms of fructose intolerance. There are two forms that are hereditary, one's not so bad, and one is very devastating, because if you have any fructose, it goes to your liver and kidneys, and it can kill you, so you have to be on a very, very strict fructose avoidance program, because your body simply doesn't metabolize it, and it gunks up the works. Fortunately, that's very rare, and through genetic testing, we can determine if it afflicts a child, because you have to really catch it early in childhood to avert disaster. But the more common form is a form of malabsorption of fructose, which causes gas, diarrhea, bloating, and many people find that avoidance of fructose is helpful. It's actually part of what's called the low FODMAP diet, because FODMAP, well, the F doesn't stand for fructose, the M stands for monosaccharides, and fructose is a monosaccharide that some people can avoid and obtain relief from gas, bloating, IBS symptoms. So you can also do testing. I used to do what's called a fructose tolerance test. I used to give people fructose, and then we would check their blood sugar. And if their blood sugar didn't rise, it meant that the fructose wasn't being absorbed at all. And that means that they had fructose malabsorption. You can also do a test where you give people a fructose challenge and you measure hydrogen in their breath. But people can simply avoid fructose and see if their symptoms get better. So this person's been told they have a fructose intolerance. So what should they be avoiding? Well, first of all, certain fruits are high in fructose, as the name suggests. Fructose, fruit, sounds similar, right? The fruits that are highest in fructose are dried fruits, dates, raisins, figs, apricots, dried apricots, but also certain non-dried fruits are high in fructose. Grapes, apples have a moderate amount, enough maybe to trigger symptoms in some people. Other fruits have less. Strawberries, for example, have relatively little. Grapefruit has relatively little. Apricots, as long as they're not dried, relatively little. Cranberries. You can find lists of high fructose fruits online. In terms of vegetables, vegetables much less in the way of fructose. Some vegetables that contain a moderate amount, onions, peppers, corn, right? That's where you get high fructose corn syrup, so corn has some fructose. But by and large, vegetables have minimal amounts of fructose. In fact, spinach just as a trace, potatoes very little, carrots very little, generally well tolerated by people with fructose intolerance. Now, it's possible that a food could have low fructose, but it could have other things that bother you. For example, Brussels sprouts, low in fructose, but high in undigestible oligosaccharides. Many cruciferous fruits, vegetables have a lot of oligosaccharides. That's the O in FODMAPs, and that could be problematic. You can find lists of foods that contain fructose online. And people with a malabsorption, they don't have to so strictly, stringently avoid the fructose. It's not like a fructose prohibition. It's just lower levels of fructose. It's kind of like lactose intolerance. People with lactose intolerance, they can consume a little bit of lactose. Maybe, you know, they can have an ice cream. But if they have lots and lots of milk, they're going to get in trouble. So it's not a 100% thing. This item is of interest because I would dub this the duh story of the week. They did a study on this. They had to do a study. Texting while walking makes college students more likely to fall. Senior author Matthew Brody, a neuroscientist and engineer at the University of New South Wales, I guess that's in Australia, wanted to investigate the dangers of texting while walking. He wanted to know if those dangers were real or imagined and to measure the risk in a repeatable way. Well, he did. He recruited 50 undergraduate students, and the students wore a safety harness preventing any slip from becoming a fall and sensors that collected their motion data. They then were encouraged to text while walking. And what they found is that while texting participants tried to be more cautious in response to a threat, this did not counteract their risk of falling. So indeed, walking while texting increases one's risk for falling. It also decreases your accuracy of texting. It's hard to multitask. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The world's most strictly tested laptop? That would be the new Asus ZenBook 14X OLED. Engineered with extraordinary toughness and tested to U.S. military-grade standard 810H durability, undergoing 12 rigorous test methods and 26 disciplinary test procedures, which exceeds industry standards. Okay, so even though you may not be toting this laptop in the field, this reliable ZenBook means you can bring it anywhere. With a thin and light form factor, the ASUS ZenBook 14X OLED is equipped with a stunning 14-inch touchscreen on a 180-degree hinge and support for digital inking, all powered by the Intel Evo platform, the perfect combination of performance, responsiveness, and battery life with up to a 13th-gen Intel Core i9 processor. More on the ZenBook 14X OLED is at ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lounging on a vacation weekend at Lake Tahoe, President Biden keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Hillary.
The president spoke with California's governor Sunday afternoon about the emergency preparedness measures in place and the initial response to Tropical Storm Hillary. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he continues to be briefed on the storm's potential impact. He pledged additional federal assistance as requested and urged California residents to take this storm seriously.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, a moderate earthquake shook a large swath of Southern California this afternoon around 2:41 p.m., happened about 4 miles southeast of the mountain community of Ojai. It's about 80 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. U.S. Geological Survey says the trembler was felt widely across the region and bookended by smaller foreshocks and aftershocks. Good news, though, there was no immediate reports of any major damage or injury. Former President Trump says no thanks. He's confirming today he'll be skipping Wednesday's first Republican presidential primary debate. Residents, volunteers, and others continue sifting through the rubble on Maui. FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell tells ABC News this week that progress is being made in the efforts to account for everyone missing.
The search efforts are 78% complete in Lahaina Town, and we continue to have our teams on the ground going through all of the structures.
Meanwhile, a stern warning for Maui residents.
Experts are using strong language to warn people not to filter their own tap water. Maui County says people will not be able to treat their water, quote, in any way to make it safe.
Jason Walker reporting. U.S., Japan, Australia planning a joint Navy drill this week in the South China Sea off the western Philippines. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Spain wins the Women's World Cup Soccer Championship with a 1-0 victory over England.
The win for Spain in just its third World Cup appearance prevents the Lionesses, the reigning European champions, from bringing the trophy back to England for the first time since 1966. Spain's win comes after a 29th-minute goal by captain Olga Carmona, and she becomes just the seventh player in tournament history to score in the semifinals and the final. Spain, the more aggressive team throughout the game, now celebrates lifting the trophy for the first time. England's defeat is its first this tournament for Serena Wiegmann, the only coach in soccer World Cup history to take two nations to the final. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
NASCAR Watkins Glen, New York. Today, William Byron captured the checkered flag. He led 63 of the 90 laps around the road course. Pole sitter Denny Hamlin came in second, followed by Chris Bell, A.J. Allmendinger, and Ty Gibbs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A museum funding coming up short.
The museum in New Mexico to honor the Navajo Code Talkers is about 40 million shy of becoming a reality. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the museum organizers face a significant financial climb before doors can open. That's even though the state put over $6 million in capital outlay funds toward the project this year. The Unbreakable Code was developed by a group of Navajo Marines in 1942. They used it in combat communications in Pacific campaigns during World War II and helped American forces gain ground and victories. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials will ease water cuts for western states reliant on the Colorado River next year. Bountiful snowfall and rain last winter pulled much of the region out of drought this spring and raised water levels at key reservoirs. The water provides for seven U.S. states, Native American tribes, and two states in Mexico. More stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here. And today we have a wonderful program in store. We have my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And look, you're going to want to write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben. And you may not need his services today. Maybe you'll need them down the road. Maybe you know someone who could benefit from the wonderful services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions. Here is the phone number. It's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or you can visit their wonderful website. It's a new website. It's very good, homedownsizing.com. And with that, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on again today, and I look forward to talking to everyone that's listening today, and as always, hopefully I can impart some great information for them.
All right, excellent. You always do. And Ben, you know, we earlier in the week we had lunch together. We were just talking about a lot of stuff, and we started really realizing that when we work with families, and I do the same thing, but we were talking about your business and helping seniors, you buy their house in an as-is condition, and then you help them, with that transition to that next step, because they can walk away from their house in an as-is condition. Maybe there's a lot of stuff still left in it. So, but you actually work with a lot of other related services and other related professional service providers.
That's correct. We really can benefit or add to the benefits of some of those other services, whether it's a senior placement agent, whether it's a senior move manager, whether it's one of the many companies that deal with people's stuff that's in the house these days.
Okay.
And, of course, as you know, there's different levels of dealing with stuff. Some people have a lot of valuable items that it's worth having an estate sale, and so they will have an estate sale company come in and do that. But at some point, there's usually stuff in the house that the seller doesn't care about anymore, mm-hmm. or the estate sale company cannot monetize. And so that's some of the ways that we can help with those services and with the seller to, when we buy a house, buying it completely as is, whether it has a little bit of stuff in or whether it has a lot of stuff in or whether it's completely full of stuff that that nobody wants. Maybe an aggressive collector that has been there a long time and just doesn't know what to do. So we can kind of assist or facilitate any of those types of services.
Okay, and that makes sense. And so you gave a really good example over our lunch this last week where a lot of estate sale companies or services, unless there is enough quality monetizable, is that a word?
some form of that, I think. Monetizing to make it a value, sure.
Yeah. So as long as there's enough stuff in the house that is worth enough for them to be able to have the estate sale and they would make enough to make it worth their while, and it would also generate enough to make it worth the homeowner's time invested, et cetera. That works great, but if they don't have enough of that, okay, how can you help? Because that probably describes a lot of people.
I think it does, and I think the one way that we had talked during lunch is a situation that we ran into recently where a family had some collectibles, but really wasn't enough value there for an estate sale company to come in and hold an estate sale mm-hmm. to make it worth their while.
They probably have some threshold that they need to meet as a minimum.
Correct.
Yeah.
My experience, if a sale needs to be at least $10,000 to $15,000 gross value,
okay,
so that the estate sale company can take a portion of that to make it worth their while, because there is a lot of work to do, to go through a person's house, to go through the stuff, to take pictures of everything and get that sale ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not enough there, it's just not worth their while. But in this situation, they were also faced with needing to sell the house in a certain length of time, or wanted to anyway, but the estate sale company couldn't get there for 2 months. And so one of the things that we can do, or one of the ways that we can work with a house, we can go ahead and buy the house so that there is no clock ticking for the seller anymore, and give that estate sale company a couple months to get in there to have that sale so that the collectibles could be monetized for the family. And whatever's left in the house, we'll take care of. So it kind of helps all the parties out in that situation.
So I described that in the lady that we had lunch with, and she really lit up when you started to really connect all of those dots, because I don't know if anyone else with that flexibility of what I could just envision, you're really building a bridge and you're helping someone from point A to point B. And if they need to sell a house, relatively quickly, but the estate sale company or any other service that they may be waiting on, if they're backed up, and like you said, it's a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, 45 days, whatever it is, they're stuck. And so you are able to bridge that gap between you sell the house as is, they have cash in hand. You are very generous in your service because you could actually stay in the house even after the closing for a period of time if that would be needed. We can talk about that in a minute if someone's moving to senior care, to a senior care community. But that allows them to get the transaction done, cash in hand. And then while we're waiting on this other professional service then to become available, and everyone wins in that situation.
That's absolutely correct, especially if the family needed money from that house to make the transition to a senior care community or some type of senior living, or had to buy into a community that gives them the cash they need immediately, and it allows them to monetize those collectibles or any other items of value in the house without a real forced time frame on them. So everybody can work according to their time schedules, monetize everything as well as possible, and once everybody's done, we take the house as is, and they're done.
See, that is so fantastic. And so for our listeners, if this is resonating with you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Ben sounds like a great guy. He's willing to work with his clients. He treats them right, and he comes up with solutions. He doesn't say, well, this is how it is, and take it or leave it. And guess what? There are a lot of service providers out there that they're so rigid, this is how we do things. Ben takes a completely different approach, and he says, how can we do this to best benefit you and your family? And let's see. And he's very flexible, and if he can work something out, he'll work it out. If that resonates with you, reach out. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You can also go online. It's a new website. It's fantastic. HomeDownsizing.com. And Ben, there are, you know, there might be some individuals out there, maybe even some services that, you know, we will buy your house as is for cash, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that I think really, one of the things I love about Home Downsizing Solutions is you've been doing this for over 25 years. You're not a rookie in this business. You're very experienced. But over the years, you found yourself in the niche of serving seniors and their families.
Correct. It has been a process over the years, and the one thing that I've always tried to do is to provide the best benefit, to provide best services, and the services with the most value to my clients. That's what I've always attempted to do by creating those different services, such as buying a house but letting a person stay in it, because it's come from a necessity of what my clients needed to do in order to proceed.
And so what that means is they can sell the house, again, have cash in hand in a fairly short period of time. They still have all their stuff. They're still in the house, but you're not going to kick them out. Okay, so we closed, mm-hmm. right? Give me your keys, and you're out. That does not happen with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That does not happen. We're very flexible. We make whatever we need to do happen to take care of the home seller, the homeowner, and their family to get them and that take care of that transition to the next home or apartment community.
And that's just one of the things I love is they can stay in the house as is, not forever, but for a period of time, even after the closing. And frankly, I haven't heard of any other service that offers that much flexibility. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-942-2612. 800-942-2612. 800-942-2612. That's 800-942-2612. Paid for by NPS.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a home downsizing solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. You do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. And Ben, you've mentioned before it may be a benefit to come from a different industry.
It certainly can. I think it's incredibly important for an ideal candidate for our franchise to have worked with seniors before in one of the various aspects of a transition from a house to a smaller home, apartment, or other senior living arrangement, and to know the challenges that a senior or their family goes through in that process. So I think that's incredibly important to have a knowledge or experience in that, such as a senior move manager or as a placement agent or one of the affiliated associated businesses like that. But if a person also has an interest in the real estate aspect, that's where when they have both of those interests, I think that's a great position to be in for a candidate for us. Because when you have the empathy for the family, when you can associate with what the family needs and are going through in that transition, and you can provide the service to take care of the real estate to make that transition much less stressful and easier to make the transition, I think that's an ideal situation that we can play a big role in.
And I think someone who has a heart for serving seniors, and if you have a heart for serving seniors, you're probably working in the business of senior care in some form or fashion. And so you have that heart, and you know what? You can't train that. I think it's either there or not, right?
It sure seems to be, especially with all the businesses out there, all the things out there these days, I guess, that you look at, it seems like either people want to serve seniors or it's not there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's critically important. And being able to provide a service that takes care of the real estate, which is often the biggest transaction monetarily, a senior or their family is going to have, it's critically important to do that right, to treat people the right way. And it's something that I take very seriously every time I talk to a senior or their family.
That's right. And so if you have someone, again, they have a heart for serving seniors, serving their families, and they want to solve the issue of what do we do with the real estate. And again, it's the largest piece of it monetarily, like you mentioned. And that's unbelievably stressful too, by the way.
Yes.
What are we going to do with this house? I've been in for 40 years and we have foundation repairs and I've got all this stuff, and it's overwhelming. I've seen time and time again where people get so overwhelmed with all of that, just the thought of it, they just shut down and they do nothing.
Correct. And that's the worst thing that can happen, is just choosing to do nothing. And especially when you take into account maybe the adult children are dispersed throughout the country, and they're having to deal with all of this, with trying to get a parent or loved one to better care, to a better living arrangement, to where they're safe. And the house can be a hurdle and one of the problems to make that happen. And so by being able to provide not just one solution, but multiple solutions to make that happen for the family, I think is a great responsibility and a great service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so if someone is interested in a home downsizing solutions franchise, then would they just reach out to you and express an interest in a particular territory or a city or county? Or how does all that work?
Sure. They can certainly go to the website, homedownsizing.com. There's a tab for franchising on the website.
Okay.
They can call my office, and we will certainly be happy to talk to them, answer any questions that they may have about the opportunity, and we're certainly looking for the right people throughout the country.
Absolutely. So, again, reach out to Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or go online at homedownsizing.com. And if you think about it, you know, this is a reasonable cost to get into business for yourself in a protected territory, delivering a very meaningful service, making a huge positive impact for seniors and their caregivers and their family members. And you're just such an integral part of helping them solve one of the biggest challenges that they're going to deal with. What do we do with the house? What do we do with all this stuff? Can I sell the house and have cash in hand before I move? Well, then will I have to move out and find some other place while I'm waiting on my assisted living apartment to become available? Guess what? You get to solve all of that in a protected territory in your area. Okay, and deliver a very meaningful service and feel great about the service that you provide. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know you've written a book. Is it Home Downsizing Secrets, I believe?
It is, Home Downsizing Secrets, and you can certainly get a free copy just by going to the website and requesting one at homedownsizing.com. And or call the office, and we can sure mail one to you. But I think there's a lot of great information in there about the process of transitioning from your current house to a new smaller home or apartment or other senior living arrangement. And so be happy to provide that to anyone that might like a copy.
What's the most important element in that entire book? I know it's all important, it's all related, but if there's a key point or takeaway, what I just put you on the spot.
you did. I think maybe two things. One is, I talk to a lot of people that just have no idea how to even make that first step.
So what do you do to start
the
process? Yeah,
that's correct. People are just so overwhelmed, understandably. If you've been in your house for 20, 30, 40 years, where do I even start? And so I would say that's a huge thing.
That's how do you eat the elephant one bite at a time, right? And here's
correct.
Your first bite. So that's very important. That's really good.
That's correct. That's the one primary thing. And I'd say a second issue is, of course, from what I do, working with the right real estate professional. There's a lot of different choices out there, a lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should work with someone that can give them multiple options. So not just a person that is going to push listing their house, not just a person that is going to push a cash home buyer buying their house, but someone that can give a person the options that are available to them and explain the positives and negatives of those options so that it fits the homeowner's unique situation the best.
See, and I love that because you can buy the house as is, or you can tell them, hey, this is probably a better retail sale. So, again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. We're online at homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and hopefully the listeners got some value out of our conversation.
I know they did. I know they did. Thanks so much again. And don't go away. We have some more special guests in studio coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
On the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I told you we had some more special guests coming in studio. You are in for a treat with my friends Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners, operators of a fantastic company called Bath Wizard. And James and Chris, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Hello, hello. And I'm really excited about what we're going to be talking about today. So first of all, let me just give you the phone number, some contact information. I'm going to want to write this down. Give the great guys at Bath Wizard a call at 1-800-298-5914. Okay. Or you could go to bath-wizard.com. Bath, don't forget the dash, wizard.com. And there's so much to talk about, but we're going to talk about a new product. I almost said a new program. I guess it kind of is, but it's specifically a new product. I'm really excited to learn more about this, and you're calling it Forever Stone.
Yes, we've got a new product from Bath Wizard called Forever Stone, which we're really excited about. We've been working on for about 3.5 years now.
Wow.
And we think it's going to revolutionize the bathroom business, and yep, we're really excited.
And we're excited because it's engineered. We've been trying to figure out what to do, what does the market need, what do we need, what do our customers need, and it just took time. And it took time to engineer all those facets to finally graduating something we're proud to launch, Forever Stone.
So if I could explain it to our audience over the – how do you explain a product over radio? So James and Chris brought in a sample of Forever Stone. And first of all, one thing compared to like a normal wet area covering, this really thick. What's it, about a quarter inch or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about a quarter inch thick. It's actually about the thickness of – man-made tile.
Okay.
So yeah. Man-made tile that you'd find in a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
And man-made tile is a engineered man-made stone, typically designed to look like real stone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no different. It's just the newest technology of that, minus the seams.
And we're going with a slab configuration, so these are designed to really fit across the entire wall. It depends on the size of your wall, but we can do these in large format.
Okay, so we're not talking about tile, but we're replacing tile with a far superior product and surface.
Well, most people have just started using tile like the word Kleenex to describe. at its core, we call tile the original counterfeit because... Okay. It's the poor man's granite.
Yep.
And then with the poor man's granite, which people now refer to as tile, you get grout lines. And
mm-hmm.
Grout is a wick, creating a wicking action which pulls moisture back to the green board. And speaking of green board, we've got a new product to replace green board as well.
And I'm looking forward to talking about that, too. So here's one thing that, for our listening audience, every time I talk with Chris and James, we're talking about how do we improve something. Or they see an issue, and they look at it, and they're like, well, I wonder if we can get a better product. Nah, heck, we'll just build a better product. And that's just really at the heart of Bath Wizard, solving issues and coming up with a much better product from the ground up. And if you are like me and you appreciate that way of thinking and you appreciate the effort, and I'll guarantee you, you'll appreciate the products and the service and the craftsmanship, reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or go online at bath-wizard.com. And so I've picked up a piece of tile. What is that, about a foot by a foot,
mm-hmm.
12 by 12? So I've picked up some tile, and that's much lighter than a lot of tile out there.
It's also probably more dense than what you're used to. And part of the reason it's dense is we use 400,000 pounds of pressure to compress this. So it's pushed together. There's a lot of products on the market that are poured, and poured is an okay concept. It's the easier version. It's something that, there are factories who are pouring some version of a slab right now, and they've been doing that for a few decades, and those have been nice products.
Yeah, and so you pour the form, and the first thing I think of with hearing the word pour is there's a lot of air in there. And so when you were describing this earlier off mic, you have compressed this material, and why is that important?
Because it gets all the air out and makes it a non-porous product, which, as James was saying, there's been 3 or 4 decades of poured engineered stone products on the marketplace, and some of them have been okay for use in the bathroom. We've actually steered clear of them because temperature changes with water and water creating hard water stains and cracks, and it broke easily. And
Chris just hit on a very important topic. If you have porosity in your product, it can receive stains. Now, some people in kitchens who've remodeled kitchens as they're evaluating products, if they're wine drinkers, they've been steered clear from soft marble, because soft marble can accept, you know, your Merlot stain.
Okay.
And there are other products that can accept that. When you get to the bathroom, some of the poured slabs can accept stains, and one of the things they accept is mineral deposits from your water. And so some people will say, well, it doesn't fade if there's sunlight. They'll say it's UV proof. But in many times, you'll find out anywhere where water's hitting the walls, it starts to discolor. And that's because of mineral deposits interacting with this poured stone. Our stone, our forever stone, because there's no porosity, that pressure, it's like we have no straws. There's nothing to accept anything.
Okay.
It's just a flat surface.
So the good news is I can drink wine in the shower now.
There you go.
That's right.
And if I spill my wine, I'm good to go because it's not going to stain my forever stone.
Exactly.
So, and then not to mention it's really – the old products are really hard to install. They're heavy. They're hard to install. They break. Half of them break before they even get to the job site.
I bet.
And then the other half gets broke while they're installing. Then the other portions get broke when the customer steps on it.
Oh, boy.
And then when you start pouring water on it, it starts absorbing all the hard water stains. So it's why went.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrible idea. I mean, seriously, you think that through, it's a horrible idea.
Well, it's been hitting us in the head for 3.5 years. How can we? And then it's like a Mack truck. Okay, let's put it under pressure.
Yeah.
And incredible. So we've got. It's kind of the shower pans that we're building are based on technology of like honeycomb, the same technology used when you build an airplane to keep it light.
Okay.
So,
but strong.
Strong, but exactly. Light. And that's the same technology used in our shower pans. So engineered stone under pressure with a honeycomb core, just like the sides of an airplane.
Wow. See, that is so – I could really geek out on all this. That's really cool. It is fantastic. Why hasn't anyone else thought about this? You are leading the way, and we've talked about this before, but Bath Wizard is setting the standard, and that's not a marketing slogan. That is what you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about something pretty much every waking moment of the day, and we listen to the customers, we listen because we install it ourselves, we make it ourselves, we listen to the assembly line, we listen to the installers, we listen to the service techs, we listen to the customers.
Yeah.
Over 90% of our ideas, we don't graduate because they just start off as a hypothesis. And you try it, and then it doesn't perform as you hope.
Yeah.
And so you just keep tweaking, you keep tweaking. And when we say it's taken 3.5 years, there's a lot of versions that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And now, then it started about a year ago. We're like, okay, we're getting closer. And then it's like, we're very proud of our graduate.
Yeah, see, that is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I love the whole philosophy. We're hungry to learn. We're hungry to see opportunities for improvement. And then we're not just going to think about it. We're going to do something about it. And I just held that in my hand. This is not a theory. This is a real product, Forever Stone, and it can just cover the entire area. What if you're someone who loves the look of tile? Can you make it look like you have tile, but it's a full piece?
Absolutely. One of the attractive solutions we are putting together is those ability to configure that. So we have some different shapes, different channels that look like grout channels, and there's people who can run their fingers across it, and aesthetically from a distance, it does look like these are tiles. But in what it really is, it's a slab that's been grooved out into a simulated configuration.
That is fantastic. And we're going to have more coming up next. But let's not forget about the bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Greenboard is specifically designed for use in bathrooms. The question is, will it mold? Is that question true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The world's most strictly tested laptop? That would be the new Asus ZenBook 14X OLED. Engineered with extraordinary toughness and tested to U.S. military-grade standard 810H durability. Undergoing 12 rigorous test methods and 26 disciplinary test procedures, which exceeds industry standards. Okay, so even though you may not be toting this laptop in the field, this reliable ZenBook means you can bring it anywhere. With a thin and light form factor, the Asus ZenBook 14X OLED is equipped with a stunning 14-inch touchscreen on 180-degree hinge and support for digital inking, all powered by the Intel Evo platform, the perfect combination of performance, responsiveness, and battery life with up to a 13th-gen Intel Core i9 processor. More on the ZenBook 14X OLED is at Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have it so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Green board is specifically designed for use in the bathroom. The question is, will it mold? Is that question true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And I guarantee there are a whole lot of people out there saying, wait a minute, there's green board in my bathroom. What do you mean it'll mold? It's not supposed to do that. Let's talk about that.
So I was shocked, just like I'm sure the listeners at home are, to find out that green board molds just as much as sheetrock.
Oh, my gosh.
And the reason why is because it's essentially chemically treated cardboard.
This doesn't sound like a good idea.
So chemically treated cardboard is okay as long as you don't get moisture on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because as soon, water is the greatest solvent on Earth, I would venture to say.
Yeah.
And being the greatest solvent on Earth, water touches chemicals, dilutes the chemicals, then you're back to paper, then you're growing mold.
Oh.
And then...
doesn't it get weak?
It does. When we put when we put samples of drywall and green board into a container of water, the drywall fell apart within the first hour.
Yeah.
Green board fell apart within a few hours. But what that means is that it's really not made for water. It's a little better than drywall.
Yeah. There's actually green boards being banned by a lot of city codes. It's
not, really?
Yeah. And
so why is it being banned? Just because it's just not effective, like maybe originally thought?
I don't want to call it a scam because I don't want someone to sue us, but, I just don't think it was very well thought out. It was good on paper, good in the boardroom, real world applications. Now, for the past 3.5 years, we've been using a product, we call it antimicrobial backer board, which is essentially a sheetrock with a plastic coating. and problems with that. One, it doesn't grow mold, but you can't drill into it. It's just sheetrock.
So
picture at home when you're hanging up a picture frame.
Yep.
Sheetrock doesn't hold picture frames.
No.
So it makes a nightmare trying to move or future install grab bars.
Okay.
So some of our competitors out there have been putting up particle board. Mm-hmm. And the only thing worse than putting up chemically treated paper in your shower would be putting up glued wood chips.
Exactly, an organic product.
Oh my gosh!
You know, you feed it with some water, it's going to start deteriorating. It's going to mold.
Yeah, that's going to fall apart. That's going to grow mold. Real. That's a great environment for mold, actually.
And someone would probably tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we just put a grab bar on. Doesn't that feel nice and sturdy? And day one, it does.
Yep.
Now allow water to hit that over time. And I think we've all been on a deck that's been falling apart
due
to weather elements.
Yep.
And then you're like, don't step there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on behind
it feels squishy.
Walls.
Yeah, yeah. It feels squishy and feels weak.
So we've been filing patents. We actually were just in a meeting in Ohio, meeting with some suppliers. And at the meeting, they said something totally unrelated to Backer.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, my, I think we know how to change the Backer industry for the wet area. So
it's a big enough idea that we'll probably not only use it ourselves as a competitive advantage, but we're going to license it elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be one of the first products that we license it to our competitors. We think it'll be really popular in new construction. So
I think once consumers know about it, they'll want nothing else in their bathroom.
They're going to demand it.
And the only downside is you're going to have contractors go, where can I get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be in every store, but when the consumers want it, they're going to do what their consumer wants.
So, again, so I keep going back to this, but I think I know you well enough to know that you probably do wake up in the middle of the night thinking about some issue, and then you set up in bed, and you're like, wait a minute, what if we did this or that? And I imagine you probably even called or texted each other
all the time
in the middle of the night going, hey, dude, I'm asleep. But no, wake up. I got this great idea. Oh, my gosh, it is a great idea. I mean, that's the heart. That's the spirit of Bath Wizard. I'm telling you, these guys are way ahead of the curve. They are establishing what will be industry norms at a much higher level. This Forever Stone is just one of the examples. The green... What do we call it?
Wet board.
The wet board. Okay. So the green board is going to be
trademark of Bath Wizard.
Yep.
Wet board.
Wet board. So wet board is very soon going to be replacing green board, and rightly so, because it's engineered. It's a much, much better product. So, all right. So let's get back to, let's back up just a little bit. What about, we talked about engineered plumbing. So what is that? What does that mean?
Well, engineered plumbing started, and, you know, before I got in this business, I never looked at PVC and thought, wow, what a marvel of the Western world.
Yeah.
But now that I get, we call it next generation water management systems is what we call it at Bath Wizard. But we didn't have anything to do with the development of the P-trap, but the PVC P-trap was a beautiful idea for the bathroom area. So totally replaced everything that had been out. And then about 20 years ago, you started seeing an engineered petroleum-based pipe, and goes under many trade names, but that's replaced copper.
Okay.
And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, wow. Who in the world would want to put plastic pipes?
Yep, right.
And the more I've learned about copper pipes, we call it a ticking time bomb, don't we, James?
Absolutely.
Because you had mentioned off mic that the life expectancy of copper is about 50, or the lifespan is about 50 years. And there are a lot of houses with tons of copper, I mean, probably hundreds of pounds of copper, that are way over 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to repair. You need space, and sometimes even the best of people with the best of intentions, they get behind the wall, they're trying to sweat something back on. They may not have gotten it all the way, and so it holds today, it holds tomorrow, holds for a week, and then a month or two from now, oops.
So your customers that are out there right now sitting at home that have copper pipes, the first thing I would recommend they do is go upstairs and see if they have a an access panel, which almost nobody does.
Right, right.
And if they don't have an access panel, they need to run, not walk, but run to the phone, call a plumber, get an access panel cut.
Okay. So that you can check on these critical, potentially major problem areas.
Yep. And if not, they will soon be on vacation, and the next thing they know, they'll come home for 2 weeks and their house is going to be flooded.
A friend of mine did that. His sister moved into this house. She had rehab for about 3 weeks. He brought her home. He's like, something's kind of weird. Open the garage door, all this water comes out. The whole house was flooded. They had to gut the whole thing. It was a couple of $100,000, and it happened from the bathroom leak. So reach out. I'm telling you, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard. And here's the phone number, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being in today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Millions in danger.
Tropical storm Hillary pretty much keeping on track.
If you're in or traveling through the mountains or deserts, still an area to stay away from. There's just a lot of road closures, a lot of flooding out there. We are expecting that to continue and even maybe increase this evening with a few peaks expected.
Ryan Cattell is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
And with more, you know, several hours of rain still to continue. So far, everything's on track for what we're projecting.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, no injuries were reported when a magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck about 80 miles northwest of Los Angeles Sunday afternoon. Happened near the town of Ojai along the central coast. About 80 miles, the shaker struck around 2:41 Sunday afternoon. The odds continue to get slimmer for families hoping to be reunited with missing loved ones after the fire swept across Hawaii's town of Lahaina. President Biden scheduled a visit Lahaina Monday after finishing a long weekend vacation in Lake Tahoe. Sweltering temperatures lingering in a large swath of the central U.S., causing misery from the Gulf of Mexico almost to the Great Lakes. Record highs have been recorded in Texas and other states. Sarah Barnes is with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, says Saturday's record heat of 108 degrees can be dangerous for people, pets, and plants.
Each and every day, we don't cool off at night. We're only seeing low temperatures in the low to mid-80s across much of the area. That's really going to contribute to an increased risk of heat-related illnesses. That's the main concern when it comes to people and the heat. There's also concerns with wildfires. We're certainly seeing more wildfires because we're so dry. We haven't seen much rain this summer at all.
And no relief in the immediate future. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A plan for how Indonesia will spend $20 billion to transition to cleaner energy has been submitted to the government and its financing partners.
Indonesia's Just Energy Transition Partnership deal aims to use the funds over the next 3 to 5 years to accelerate retirement of the nation's coal plants and development of renewable energy. The investment plan will be reviewed and revised further by Indonesia and its JETP partners before being released. Indonesian government officials welcomed the submission of the plan and vowed to ensure it was aligned with Indonesia's energy transition priorities.
That's Jeremy House reporting. North Korea says Kim Jong-un observed the test firing of its strategic cruise missiles. This comes as the U.S. and South Korea militaries are kicking off major drills the North views as an invasion rehearsal. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A vote this week on a possible strike.
The United Auto Workers Union will vote on authorizing their leaders to call strikes against the Detroit automakers. Union President Sean Fain says the talks are moving slowly and have yet to address wages and other economic issues. The union's contracts with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis expire at 11:59 p.m. September 14th. The UAW has not identified a target company for a strike. Strike authorization votes are a routine part of contract talks and are often overwhelmingly approved. John Scott reporting.
Experts say a Kansas police chief was on legally shaky ground when he ordered the raid of a small newspaper, saying the raid may have been a criminal civil rights violation. Some legal experts believe the raid on the Marion County Record offices and its publisher's home violated federal privacy law that protects journalists from newsroom searches. The police chief defends it as legal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means you can listen, you can tune in, you can also participate by calling 877-726-8255. Thanks for allowing me a little bit of a summer hiatus. I've been off for a couple of weeks while I was visiting Canada. The folks in Canada are ultra nice, very polite. In fact, one of our drivers, Simon, I pointed out how polite the Canadians were, and he goes, "Yeah, sorry." And I had a great time visiting Alberta and the Canadian Rockies. Beautiful scenery, wonderful hikes, multicolored glacial waters. It's a really amazing place to visit, glaciers and so on. And I also wanted to commemorate today because this summer we mark the 35th year that I've been broadcasting Intelligent Medicine. Its previous guise, it was called Health Talk, started in 1988. It was a radio program, first only on weekends and then weekdays and weekends, 6 days a week. And then 10 years ago, it became a hybrid radio program like this, as well as daily podcasts. So 10-year anniversary of our podcast, 35th anniversary of our program. We are the longest-running continuous physician-hosted radio program on the air. and we hope to keep on churning for many more years. 877-726-8255. And speaking of history, during the summer, it's a time for lots of leisure, relaxation, and for me, reading is a favorite pastime. And so I brought along for my trip, and I'm currently wading through a very ambitious book. It's entitled The World, A Family History of Humanity by a historian named Simon Sebag Montefiore. That's a celebrated name. I wonder if he's a part of that Montefiore family. He's a popular historian in the UK. He's written a lot of great books. And his latest undertaking is to write a history of the world starting from Paleolithic times, man's origins in Africa, leading up to present times. And to give you an idea of the scale, it's about 1,700 pages full of footnotes. And I'm one-third through the book. I've only gotten up to the time of the Renaissance. A new character named Michelangelo has recently been introduced in that book. And so there's actually, in the book, there's some interesting discussion of the history of sugar, which has changed the world historically. Now we have the advent of weight loss drugs. We're going to be talking about them largely in part to our infusion of sugar into the human diet, which previously was a rarity. Yeah, you know, Paleolithic hunters would find some fruit. It was more bitter, smaller, harder to acquire. In the old days, you couldn't go to the supermarket and load your basket with watermelon and grapes. Imported from long distances, and maybe you could raid a beehive and get some honey, but it would cost you a lot of stings, and it might require a trek of many miles. But sugar was introduced to the West in the 15th century. So here's the background. In 1425, Henry, or Enrique, a Portuguese duke, ordered the planting of a new crop on one of his new territories. It was a crop that would change the world, sugar cane. And the location was the formerly uninhabited Atlantic island of Madeira. Now, Madeira is off the coast of Africa, and it's a place where the climate is just right for growing sugar cane. But it didn't originate there. Sugar originated actually in the South Seas, probably Papua New Guinea, in possibly prehistoric times. And it reached India around AD 350. And then under the Arab Caliphate that dominated parts of India and the Middle East, after Muhammad was what, you know, 700, 800, sugar was dubbed al-sukar. That's how it got its name. It was originally worked by slaves in Iraq under the caliphate. And it was later transplanted by Arabs to Sicily. Sicily has a kind of an interesting background because it was under Muslim domination for much of its medieval history, and then it was taken to Andalusia, Spain, under the Muslims. When the Ottomans took Constantinople in the 1400s, its importation from the East was blocked. So there was a big demand for sugar, but they couldn't get it from the Muslim-dominated East. So the Christian Henry brought sugar saplings from Sicily and planted them on Madeira as kind of an experiment, see if they would work. Well, they did. Originally, they used Italian and Portuguese workers, indentured workers, but they were soon joined by slaves, probably Berbers from Morocco. This is before black slaves were used in the Caribbean. They were well-suited to the climate after Columbus discovered the New World because they came from tropical Africa and they could withstand the rigors of working in the sugarcane field. So they were ideal workers. So they were abducted by the Spaniards and the Portuguese and the French and the English. And they also, the Arabs and Muslims participated in the slave trade. Later, this guy Henry's daughter married a young Genoese sailor known to us as Columbus. And in terms of the history of medicine, we practically eradicated the original inhabitants of Hispaniola, which is now Dominican Republic and Haiti, and other Caribbean islands, Cuba, and so on, with the smallpox that the Europeans introduced. But there was a trade-off, because the Native Americans gave the Europeans back a disease called syphilis, which took off like a firestorm in Europe. And slaving actually persisted in Madeira until it was abolished in 1775. It wasn't abolished in many of the Caribbean areas and in the United States until much later. So it was also discovered that a new commodity could be made from sugar, which was rum. And that was the basis of a major economic revolution, because you could import sugar or you could import rum, and the ships would bring the rum back to Europe, and then the slave ships would come from Africa to bring more workers, and on it went. But it was later in 1747 that a German chemist, whose name is Andreas Magrauf, discovered that beetroots contained sugar, sucrose, the very self-same sugar that comes from sugarcane. It was not until later that his apprentice, Franz Karl Achard, around 1784, began selectively breeding sugar beets. But most of the sugar came from sugarcane in the Caribbean. But when the English blockade cut off Caribbean sugar to Napoleon and his allies, that was in the early 1800s, this prompted cultivation of sugar beets in Europe. And in places like Ukraine and Russia, sugar beets are a major crop. In Germany. And now sugar beets are the major source of sugar for the U.S. and many parts of the world because, well, since Cuba kind of flaked off in terms of its relationships with the U.S., we had to rely on sugar beets as a major source of sugar. And so now 4.1 million tons of sugar are produced annually in the U.S. from sugar beets going into Americans' waistlines. There's a little bit of history for you. 877-726-8255. We invite your phone calls. Your participation is welcome here on Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. That newsletter comes into your inbox on a weekly basis if you sign up for it at drhoffman.com. And this next week, coming up, an article on how to predict your lifespan. How long will you live? 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. But we've got a live caller, Steve from Ohio. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, hello, doctor. I found the podcast that where you were interviewed recently to be enlightening, informative. Unfortunately, the audio quality on your end was poor compared to the excellent sound of your podcast. Both you and Layla, you speak slowly, clearly. And I listen to other medical podcasts, and when anyone talks fast or maybe has a foreign accent or a high-pitched, irritating voice, I turn them off because I have difficulty focusing on the content.
And hopefully that doesn't apply to me because I speak the King's English, I think.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. You have a question?
Yeah, my question, when you interview guests beforehand, do you tell them not to talk fast or make sure their telephone quality is good or remind them the audience may not have a medical background?
Yeah, I try to keep it on a level where, you know, I tell them that it's geared towards a lay audience. We don't want to be too technical. And I try to rein it in. You know, so as an interviewer, I mean, sometimes you don't even know necessarily who you're going to get. You know, I don't have, like, a large staff who can pre-interview people beforehand. But, you know, occasionally we'll get someone who doesn't sound that audible. But you had a question, and our producer, Phil, tells us that you wanted to hear my outlook on the U.S. medical system. Is that correct?
Yes, you did talk about that on that.
Okay, so let's tackle that. Thanks for teeing me off on that subject. Because Winston Churchill once said, this was after the war, he told the UK's House of Commons that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those others that have been tried. And so I'll say when it applies to the U.S. medical system that capitalism is the worst economic system, except for all the others, because in other countries, look, there's no question the U.S. leads the world in terms of medical innovation, and a lot of that is driven by economic motives, right? You know, new breakthrough therapies that can change people's lives, but also can enrich individuals and companies that come up with them. The problem is that our medical system is geared too much towards very, very sophisticated, quick fixes that don't so much look at root causes. And we're, you know, there's so little that is oriented towards prevention. Yeah, we pay lip service to prevention, but then when it comes to issues like obesity, the big emphasis, and I'll be talking about this later, is on drugs that fix the problem of obesity, a problem that to a large extent, you know, not in every single case, because obesity existed prior to the advent of Western diet, but to a large extent is about lifestyle. It's about diet, exercise, and so on. So the other problem in the United States is we have a system that incentivizes lots of testing and over-treatment because it's kind of a CYA system. And it's less so in other countries. The medical negligence laws, malpractice laws, are less stringent than many other parts of the world. You know, maybe there's less safety in those countries, possibly. But from what I've heard, other countries have a better way of resolving mistakes. Instead of going to court and having a long, drawn-out ordeal where people are awarded millions of dollars, where in many cases the vast majority of that goes to the lawyers, they have medical councils with experts that review the erstwhile mistakes and then come out with appropriate settlements and awards for the people who have been harmed and potentially penalties for doctors or health practitioners who have made mistakes. But it's not, there's some real structural problems with the system in the United States. And that's a theme that you're going to be hearing about on Intelligent Medicine. I keep hitting upon that. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Coming up, more Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary,
their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined a life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 gets you on the program while we're broadcasting, but it also gets you to record a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
What are PFAs?
All right. Well, you know, as Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit, so that's a good question. PFAs, sometimes referred to as PFAS compounds, are a category of over 12,000 compounds that have stick, stain, and water-resistant properties. So they're highly valuable as ingredients in some products. So like nonstick cookware, even, you know, coating of pizza boxes. So that, you know, I hate when the pizza sticks to the pizza box. So you put some PFAS there and it just peels off nicely. And they're ubiquitous compounds used in industry. But because these compounds don't break down easily in the environment or our bodies, they're persistent and bioaccumulative. Hence, they have received the moniker forever chemicals. And researchers have linked exposure to PFAS with an increased risk of all kinds of negative health outcomes, including some cancers, immune suppression. They have gender-bending characteristics. They may cause hormonal problems, problems with thyroid, with estrogen levels, contributing to reproductive cancers, and so on. So there's some real concerns about PFAS compounds. And most recently, this is scary, headline, study links forever chemicals to testicular cancer in military personnel. Whoa. Why is it that young folks, guys in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, develop testicular cancer? And that may result in loss of a testicle, followed by chemotherapy. Lance Armstrong underwent that, by the way, the famous Tour de France bicycle rider. So studies have also shown that firefighters who've been diagnosed with testicular cancer at higher rates than people in most other occupations may... That may be the result of the presence of perfluoroalkyl substances or PFAS compounds in the foam they use to fight fires. So here's another concerning fact. Indicator of PFAS found in some period products. If you're going to use a tampon or a sanitary napkin, that's going to go in a part of the body which has a lot of absorptive surface, which is directly in contact with your reproductive organs. Well, a recent survey suggests that there was a significant amount of PFAS in tampons and pads. So not all of them contain it, but a significant amount of it, and that's concerning. Big article in the New York Times this last week on the subject of PFAS compounds. They're finally coming around to recognizing that's a concern. We were ahead of the curve in my professional organization, the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm president of that organization. We have a campaign that is at banpfas.org. We want the public to send messages to Congress, the EPA, and the FDA urging them to protect the public and ban PFAS for good. Europe is ahead of the curve in proposing that kind of legislation. They deem the safety of European inhabitants to a greater extent than American authorities, health authorities, and we're lagging behind the rest of the world in recognizing that PFAS compounds are problematic. So join me in urging action. The FDA tells us that from the testing it's done that the vast majority of food is safe from PFAS, but we at the Alliance for Natural Health, our independent testing directly contradicts the FDA's findings because We, as a citizen organization, sent some samples of kale to the lab to find out if they contained PFAS, and all of the samples did. Even the organic kale contained PFAS. It's in the environment. It breaks down very, very slowly. That's why they call it a forever chemical. And we need to do something about it. So go to banpfas.org to register your concern, and I thank you for that question. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates mood and sleep and our response to pain. I found that CBD helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's, in my opinion, one of the most significant breakthroughs in the natural products marketplace of the century. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. Their potency is guaranteed, and it's the highest level of CBD that you can obtain over the counter with the Reserve Collection. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for our Intelligent Medicine listeners for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. Don't forget to use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. This item, hey, we're talking about CBD, which is a component of marijuana, but it's a component that has a different effect than THC. More and more Americans are smoking pot these days because of the legalization of pot. And the American Lung Association has issued a warning about the health impacts of marijuana use. Now, I find it kind of paradoxical that a lot of people are down on cigarettes and they're worried about the smoke in the air from Canadian fires, but at the same time, they do a deep toke on marijuana cigarettes and they don't feel that that could have a potential harmful effect on their lungs. It's kind of using blinders when it comes to deleterious effects, because smoke in whatever form is harmful to lung health, whether from burning wood, tobacco, or marijuana. Toxins and carcinogens are released from the combustion of materials, right? It's burning plant material. And so they've done some studies. First of all, marijuana smokers tend to inhale more deeply and hold their breath longer than cigarette smokers, which leads to a greater exposure per breath to tar, which is, you know, you're going to get the THC and the CBD, the active ingredients, but you're also going to get a lot of other stuff. And so what they found is that smoking marijuana clearly damages the human lung. Smoking marijuana causes chronic bronchitis. And marijuana smoke has been shown to injure the cell linings of the large airways. And that could explain why marijuana use, if chronic, leads to symptoms such as wheeze and acute bronchitis. And so studies have shown that air bubbles may develop in the lungs of young to middle-aged adults who are heavy smokers of marijuana. And smoking marijuana can also affect the immune system and the body's ability to fight disease, because the lungs are kind of a portal of entry of many pathogens. Smoking marijuana may increase the risk of opportunistic infections. So another potential threat to those with weakened immune systems is Aspergillus. It can grow on marijuana, which if then smoked exposes the lungs to this fungus. So then there's vaping. but there's a lot of hot inhaled gaseous material. Vape pens are used to inhale cannabis concentrates or liquids, but they often contain vehicles whose chemicals are injurious to the lungs. So concern is about inhaling these products. There are also edibles. That's a different story. There's concerns about the effects on brain development, especially of younger people who consume a lot of edibles or inhale a lot of pot, or its potential to increase the risk of schizophrenia. That's been demonstrated, though by no means does everyone who smokes pot go off the deep end. In terms of productivity, pot is not associated with high degrees of productivity, accuracy, memory, response. And so it's kind of a strange paradox that we have campaigns to reduce dependency on alcohol, to get people off cigarettes, but at the very same time, we're encouraging marijuana use by opening up marijuana dispensaries and reducing penalties for marijuana use, essentially legalizing it so that the government can tax it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Charleston, South Carolina, Veterans Help Group has joined Bunker Labs' America's Business Mission to rally business and civic leaders around military entrepreneurship. The initiative aims to connect capital, resources, and networks to the Bunker Labs community of veteran and military spouse entrepreneurs ready to take their businesses to the next level. Veterans Help Group has signed on as a business partner and has donated $10,000 to help fund Bunker Labs' mission. Bunker Labs entrepreneurs feature some of the most innovative companies and determined founders in the world. Unfortunately, the nature of their service can create a vast opportunity gap. America's Business Mission is all about building bridges for veterans and military spouses to access capital, resources, and networks.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Has America just become an insurance company with a military? Fitch has officially downgraded America's global credit rating. What's our government's plan? Eliminate tax breaks for your pensions and 401ks and replace them with government retirement accounts. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have fructose intolerance. What food should I eat or not eat?
Okay, so let's talk about fructose intolerance. Fructose is a type of sugar that is predominantly found in fruit, but you can also find it in something called high fructose corn syrup, which is now used as a cheap sweetener. You know, I mentioned earlier that initially we had sugar cane, and then sugar cane got supplanted by beet sugar, and then he found an even cheaper way to make tons and tons and tons of sugar, and that's from corn. So corn yields something called high fructose corn syrup, which has a high content of fructose. And fructose also comes in a natural form in fruit and certain vegetables. And many people have an intolerance to this. This is, I think, really underestimated, because it has been suggested that as much as 40% of the U.S. population has an intolerance to fructose. Now, there are two forms of fructose, actually three forms of fructose intolerance. There are two forms that are hereditary, one's not so bad, and one is very devastating, because if you have any fructose, it goes to your liver and kidneys, and it can kill you, so you have to be on a very, very strict fructose avoidance program, because your body simply doesn't metabolize it, and it gunks up the works. Fortunately, that's very rare, and through genetic testing, we can determine if it afflicts a child, because you have to really catch it early in childhood to avert disaster. But the more common form is a form of malabsorption of fructose, which causes gas, diarrhea, bloating, and many people find that avoidance of fructose is helpful. It's actually part of what's called the low FODMAP diet, because FODMAP, well, the F doesn't stand for fructose, the M stands for monosaccharides, and
Fructose is a monosaccharide that some people can avoid and obtain relief from gas, bloating, IBS symptoms. So you can also do testing. I used to do what's called a fructose tolerance test. I used to give people fructose, and then we would check their blood sugar. And if their blood sugar didn't rise, it meant that the fructose wasn't being absorbed at all. And that means that they had fructose malabsorption. You can also do a test where you give people a fructose challenge and you measure hydrogen in their breath. But people can simply avoid fructose and see if their symptoms get better. So this person's been told they have a fructose intolerance. So what should they be avoiding? Well, first of all, certain fruits are high in fructose, as the name suggests. Fructose, fruit, sounds similar, right? The fruits that are highest in fructose are dried fruits, dates, raisins, figs, apricots, dried apricots. But also certain non-dried fruits are high in fructose, grapes, apples have a moderate amount, enough maybe to trigger symptoms in some people. Other fruits have less. Strawberries, for example, have relatively little. Grapefruit has relatively little. Apricots, as long as they're not dried, relatively little. Cranberries, you can find lists of high fructose fruits online. In terms of vegetables, vegetables much less in the way of fructose. Some vegetables that contain a moderate amount, onions, peppers, corn, right? That's where you get high fructose corn syrup, so corn has some fructose. But by and large, vegetables have minimal amounts of fructose. In fact, spinach just has a trace, potatoes very little, carrots very little, generally well tolerated by people with fructose intolerance. Now, it's possible that a food could have low fructose, but it could have other things that bother you. For example, Brussels sprouts, low in fructose, but high in undigestible oligosaccharides. Many cruciferous fruits, vegetables, have a lot of oligosaccharides. That's the O in FODMAPs, and that could be problematic. You can find lists of foods that contain fructose online. And people have the malabsorption. They don't have to so strictly, stringently avoid the fructose. It's not like a fructose prohibition. It's just lower levels of fructose. It's kind of like lactose intolerance. People have lactose intolerance. They can consume a little bit of lactose. Maybe, you know, they can have an ice cream. But if they have lots and lots of milk, they're going to get in trouble. So it's not a 100% thing. This item is of interest because I would dub this the duh story of the week. They did a study on this. They had to do a study. Texting while walking makes college students more likely to fall. Senior author Matthew Brody, a neuroscientist and engineer at the University of New South Wales, I guess that's in Australia, wanted to investigate the dangers of texting while walking. He wanted to know if those dangers were real or imagined and to measure the risk in a repeatable way. Well, he did. He recruited 50 undergraduate students, and the students wore a safety harness preventing any slip from becoming a fall and sensors that collected their motion data. They then were encouraged to text while walking. And what they found is that while texting participants tried to be more cautious in response to a threat, this did not counteract their risk of falling. So indeed, walking while texting increases one's risk for falling. It also decreases your accuracy of texting. It's hard to multitask. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The world's most strictly tested laptop? That would be the new Asus ZenBook 14X OLED. Engineered with extraordinary toughness and tested to U.S. military-grade standard 810H durability, undergoing 12 rigorous test methods and 26 disciplinary test procedures, which exceeds industry standards. Okay, so even though you may not be toting this laptop in the field, this reliable ZenBook means you can bring it anywhere. With a thin and light form factor, the Asus ZenBook 14X OLED is equipped with a stunning 14-inch touchscreen on a 180-degree hinge and support for digital inking, all powered by the Intel Evo platform, the perfect combination of performance, responsiveness, and battery life with up to a 13th-gen Intel Core i9 processor. More on the ZenBook 14X OLED is at Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Those deadly floodwaters that inundated.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll open this time with the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny program, and then later as Detective Richard Diamond, as played by former 1930s big screen song and dance man Dick Powell. That private eye plied his trade in New York City, which also happened to be where this Jack Benny episode originated. He was normally based in Los Angeles, but he occasionally traveled by train to the East Coast, sometimes bringing his cast, other times using fill-ins. In the case of this one, we're in the midst of Phil Harris, Mary Livingston, singer Kenny Baker, and announcer Don Wilson hadn't traveled with Jack. The fill-in announcer was Fred Allen's employee, Harry Von Zell, and I believe his boss will soon make an appearance. First, though, a bit of banter between Jack and Rochester as we return to March 27th of 1938.
Well, Rochester, I haven't seen you since we got off the train 4 days ago. Where were you?
I've been weekending up in Harlem. We had a gin barbecue.
It's fine. I had to do all my own unpacking. What do you think I brought you along for?
You didn't say.
You're supposed to be working for me, and you spend all your time in Harlem. Suppose you went to all the hot spots.
There ain't no cool ones there.
Never mind. Now, look, Rochester, go right over to the Waldorf Astoria and straighten up my suite.
Did you move from the YMCA?
Rochester! I just went there for a swim. Now, run along.
Yes, sir. Oh, say, boss. What? I'm having a little financial recession. I wonder if I could have an advance on my salary.
Look, I already gave you an advance.
I want something in advance of that.
Oh, all right, here's $5.
Could you elevate that to $8.50?
$8.50, what for?
I promised to buy my gal a sun lamp.
All right, here you are. Now, don't forget, Rochester. Rochester, we're leaving Tuesday, so be sure and be up at my hotel. Come in. Well, look who's here. Come on in, Fred.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm certainly surprised to see so many of you in here. It's not raining outside, is it?
No, it's not raining, Fred. These people are all here to see me.
And you're not giving away dishes or anything?
No, sorry, it's just me.
Now, look, Jack, you couldn't draw a crowd as big as this if you were a gutter on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I couldn't, eh? Now, listen, Fred, you're here to work, so take off your coat and let's go.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Before we start this Punch and Benny show, there's something we've got to straighten out right now.
What's that, Fred?
I'm not going to open my mouth on this program, except to yawn, until you give me what you promised me.
What I promised you?
You know, don't play possum, Benny. Now, hand over that Boy Scout knife.
Oh, yeah, I knew you'd remember that. All right, here it is. Wait till I take the chain off.
I want the knife, chain, and everything that goes with it.
Oh, I suppose you even want this elk's tooth.
No, you can put that back in your mouth.
Well, here's the knife, Fred. Take it and consider our deal closed.
Now, wait a minute. You're not rushing me into this. I want to see if it's in good condition first. Here's the big blade. There's the corkscrew.
Yeah.
There's a fingernail file. There's the ping pong paddle. There's the bottle opener. Hey, what's this thing here?
That's a folding bed. Are you satisfied?
Well, I guess it's all right. Say, Jack, have you, my mood changes here.
I see.
Jack, have you, I'm
well,
on the air
scripts
in the mood.
Can go from now on. I see.
It's too late. It should have gone before.
That's right. That's right.
Jack, have you been having a good time in New York? Have you seen any shows or anything?
Yes, Fred. I saw the Ed Wynn show. That was swell. I saw George M. Cohn show. That was grand. And then I saw your picture. Well.
Well, what about it?
Nothing, Fred, but if you got paid for that picture, and I think you did, you should split 50-50 with Santa Claus.
Now, look, Jack, if you're referring to that screen triumph, Sally, Irene, and Alan, that picture... the studio forgot to put me in it. I just put
yes,
my...
Yes, I know.
That picture is funnier than Don Wilson thinks you are.
Is that so? Did you ever hear yourself enjoy you?
No, but I'm having my mirror wired for sound. I'll get around to it. You're jealous. That's what's the matter with you.
Jealous? Why, well, I made a picture last year called Artists and Models that was a sensation. I got 85 belly laughs.
I'll say you did. You should have pulled in your stomach, too. It was terrible.
My stomach had nothing to do with it. It was my performance. And at least I photographed well.
Oh, I suppose I didn't.
Listen, Fred, I saw a sweepstake winner in a newsreel yesterday that looked better than you did. And he was selling fish at the time.
Artisan models. What were you in that celluloid omelet? An artist or a model?
I was an easel, Smarty.
An easel?
Yes.
How can a weasel play an easel?
Now listen,
say,
Fred,
I just thought of a swell twist. We should have said a schlemiesel. That would have fixed it.
Yeah, it would have been better here, yes. It would have helped here.
Well, might as well do it now, yeah, as long as we're here.
Stay tuned for more Jack Benny right after this short break on When Radio Was.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Or I'm going to ask you what it means.
Now, wait a minute. He's not saying debonair. He's got a ventriloquist with him here. He's not... But what you're going to ask him what it means, will you know if his answer is correct?
Don't worry about me, Fred. I know plenty of big words.
Now, listen, you itinerant buffoon. The only big word you know is your right name.
Well, what if I did reduce it a little? My right name wasn't so long.
It wasn't, eh? Why, your name was so long, it took 15 minutes to write it in shorthand. And then they had to send the pencil to the Mayo brothers to recuperate.
You should talk. When you were in vaudeville, they had to put your right name on a rubber marquee.
That's vulcanized slander, Benny.
Why, you weather-beaten gargoyle.
Hold on there, Mr. B.
I'll throw you out of here so fast you look like a jockey on a skyrocket.
Now, you've gone too far, Benny. One more crack and I'll hit you on top of the head so hard you can tie your shoes with your teeth.
Oh, you will, eh?
Yes, I will. I'm taking my Boy Scout knife and getting out of here.
That's fine. Thanks for coming over, you town hall Buddha.
You're welcome, you Waukegan whippersnapper. Goodbye.
Fine guy. I'm nice enough to invite him up here, and what do I get?
Hey, Jack.
What is it, Abe?
Here's your knife back.
My knife? How'd you get it away from Alan?
My flute player bumped into him.
Oh, boy, that's marvelous. Thanks, Abe.
You want his watch, too?
Never mind, never mind. Play, Abe. The last number of the 26th program of the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time, broadcasting from Hollywood, California. And I want to thank Harry Bonzel, Bob Ripley, Kate Smith, Abe Lyman, and Fred Allen for their cooperation. It was a grand gesture. And now, folks, we... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Is the program over yet?
Just about. Say, how did you get to New York, anyhow?
I flew in. I hope I land pretty soon.
Oh, good night, folks.
Who is taken from Sunny? This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From March 27th, 1938, when Jack traveled east to broadcast from New York City, it often featured his mock enemy, Fred Allen. Their pretend feud had begun a couple of years earlier, and although it's debated to this day, most agree that Fred fired the first shot. On his program one night, he made fun of Benny's violinist skills, then promptly brought on a 10-year-old violin prodigy, who proceeded to give very basic instructions directed to Benny on how to play the violin. Then he performed the very same tune that Jack had planned to play on his show. After the boy finished, Fred ad-libbed, "That was the B, Mr. Benny, played by a 10-year-old boy. Why, Mr. Benny, at 10, you couldn't even play on the linoleum." Needless to say, Benny heard the broadcast, and he loved it, and the feud was on. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was Richard Diamond, Private Detective, right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brainwork. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What? What?
Talking about you, what? Silly
Debrie,
girl.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to radiospiritsapp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at radiospiritsapp.com now.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The Military Officers Association of America Lake Tahoe chapter joined with the Incline Village Crystal Bay Veterans Club to jointly sponsor the Thank a Vet Charity Golf Tournament held last week in the picturesque Championship Golf Course in Incline Village, Nevada. The event raised over $100,000 and netted $85,000 to support and honor the courageous men and women who have served in the armed forces and now are in need of medical or counseling services. The exciting day on the greens brought together golf enthusiasts, veterans, community members, and businesses for a day of friendly competition and camaraderie, all for a noble cause. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. In the 1930s, Dick Powell was known to film audiences for his work in a bunch of hit Hollywood musicals. But he also wanted to play serious, dramatic roles. So he lobbied aggressively for the role of Philip Marlowe in the 1944 film noir crime drama, Murder, My Sweet. That success led to more detective characters, including a few over on radio. Here is the best known of those. It debuted in April of 1949 on NBC, and this example is from just a few months later. And joining Powell will be Virginia Gregg as Helen, Ed Begley Sr. as Lieutenant Levinson, with Wilms Herbert, Joan Banks, Stacey Harris, and Jay Novello, in a broadcast from July 23rd of 1949.
Here's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. About the most strenuous effort I might give out during a working year is maybe chasing some thug up the escalator at Bloomingdale's department store. But last week, I really outdid myself. The all-stars of the police force challenged the private detectives to a baseball game for the benefit of the vice squad. And I wound up stiffer than a pair of starched overalls. Because the private detectives are quick to take advantage of the slightest opportunity, by the eighth inning, we realized the need for some immediate strategy. The score at that point was 6-4, the cops leading. So I got a hold of a little blonde I knew and had her walk across the infield in a sweater. The idea was to disturb the opposing team and take their minds off the game. It would have worked, but it seemed that since I had last seen my little friend, she'd become quite a favorite with the police force, so they just waved hello and went about their business. My drooling colleagues, however, had not come in contact with said hunk of fluff, and before the game was over, three of them had picked up the bat boy and tried to bunt with him. You may have read where the police force finally beat us. Close game, 37-4. But I want to say right here and now, they never could have done it without that sweater. And oh yeah, I got mixed up in a little honest murder the next day. It all started in the back booth of a middle-class nightclub. A couple of people were busy trying to think up the fastest way to make a homicide billiard. That's the three-cushion variety. Killing to frame up to the electric chair.
Leon, are you sure this will work?
You want to get rid of that old man of yours, don't you?
You know I do.
Well, I got a wife that I want to dump, too. This letter from her is going to fix it so we both end up very unmarried.
Are you sure they'll blame it on Martin?
Sure, I'm sure. When they find him with this letter and his own gun and the dead body of my dear little wife, they'll slap him in the chair so fast he won't know what happened.
Who's going to find him with the body?
That's your job, baby. I'll get the letter to your husband and you swipe his gun and get it to me. And you go get yourself a private detective and tell the shamus that you suspect your husband of running around with another girl. You and the shamus tail your husband. I'll have it timed so you catch him with the goods right after the killing.
Well, all right. I hope it works.
It will if you want it to, baby.
I want it to. Because I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, and all that nice money your husband's going to leave you.
Leon.
Come in, June.
Yeah.
Come in.
Mr. Diamond?
That's right.
I want to hire a private detective.
Well, good for you. Sit down.
Thank you. What is your fee? What's the matter?
Well, stand up and sit down again.
They're 52 gauge, Mr. Diamond. Like them?
Oh, you'd look good if they were sweat socks.
I don't think they'd go with a high heel.
You've got a point. Now, what were you saying?
I wanted to know what your fee is.
$100 a day in expenses.
Isn't that a little high?
I stopped eating at the Automat 6 years ago.
All right, I'll give you a retainer.
Wait a minute. What's the job?
I think my husband is running around with another woman.
What do you want me to do? Hustle him off to the nut house?
Oh, aren't you nice? I want you to go with me as a witness.
You know, any other time I might get shy, but I'm really interested in seeing a girl who could beat your time. When do I start?
Meet me in front of my house at 8:10. My husband leaves around 8.
What's the address?
521 East 58th Street. My name is Hires, Mr. Diamond. June Hires.
All right, June. I'll see you at 7:50. Now, excuse me, but about that retainer?
Oh, yes, that. Here's $100. Is that enough?
It'll keep me interested. What's your husband's name?
Martin. I'll see you this evening, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, one more question.
Yes?
Why haven't you and your husband been getting along?
Oh, a lot of reasons. By the way, Mr. Diamond, how old are you?
Well, I'm frisky, but I passed the foolish mark when I was 3 1/2.
Did you? Goodbye, Mr. Diamond.
I wonder if I did. Diamond Detective Agency, with men who know the corpses best, it's Diamond 2-1.
Rick.
Oh, Helen. Hello, baby.
What are you doing?
What gauge nylons do you wear, dear?
52. Why?
No, nothing.
Oh, Rick, are you going to buy me a present?
Oh, you never can tell. I was just looking at a pair a few minutes ago.
Rick?
Yeah?
Where were you looking at them?
Now, what kind of a question is that?
A very good question. Have you got a girl up in that office?
Helen.
Don't you Helen me, have you?
Well, I give you my word I haven't.
All right. Was there a girl in your office? Was there?
Well, a client. I got $100 retainer.
I don't care if she gave you the George Washington Bridge. You were obviously looking at her leg.
Well, I couldn't help it. She sat on that way. Now, look, honey, she's just another client.
With 52-gauge nylons. But you do count the threads.
Oh, can you do that?
Oh, you won't.
Yeah, but you're the only one who gets the benefit of my talents.
You can put the soft soap away. When am I going to see you?
Well, I got some business at 8. I'll be over later.
Well, I'm going to stay mad until you get here. And you're going to tell me all about those nylons.
I'll be sure and do some research.
Bye.
Well, there you are. You sit around and wait for a meal ticket to come in, and just because it happens to be fitted with curves, your best girl digs up the green-eyed monster. I don't know why gals get sore at a guy just because they catch him panting a little. After all, it's hot in New York. I spent the rest of the afternoon trying to hit a big horsefly with a rubber band and some paper clips, and by 6 o'clock we shook hands and called it a draw. I closed the office and went home. I got into some clean clothes and grabbed a bite to eat at the corner drugstore. At 8:10, I was sitting in June Heyer's car, parked across the street from her front door.
Mr. Diamond, how did you ever get to be a private detective?
Mrs. Heyer, how did you ever get to be a housewife?
You think things up in a hurry, don't you?
Only when I got competition.
You like competition?
Up to a point. After that, I get tired of the struggle.
I feel like I was back in college. Sitting in a parked car with a good-looking man.
Your education must have been pretty tame. I haven't moved once.
Well, I really started to study after I graduated.
Oh, I bet you got straight A's.
Must you top everything?
I play around with a lot of trouble, Mrs. Heyer, and I've got to stay one step ahead of it.
Do I look like trouble?
When's your husband coming out of that house?
Any minute now. You didn't answer my question.
I'll tell you as soon as I see your husband.
Well, how will that tell you?
If he's wearing a beanie with a propeller on it, I'll know you've been giving him a lot of trouble.
So I've been giving him trouble. Does that mean I'll do the same for somebody else?
What's the difference, a husband or a private detective? They both got their names from a guy named Adam.
Oh, look. A cab pulled up to the front door.
Yeah, I see it.
And here comes Martin.
He's getting into the cab. Well, what do you know?
What's the matter?
No beanie. We both sat and watched while Martin Heyer got into the cab and it pulled away. Mrs. Heyer put her car in gear and we started the tail, keeping at a safe distance. He led us across town to a middle-class apartment house and we stopped the car and waited up the street.
He's getting out and going into that building.
Come on.
Oh, what for? Shouldn't we let him get up there first and then...
Look, baby. Do you know who this gal is?
No, of course not.
Well, then come on. I want to see what door he goes in.
But, well, won't he see us?
Honey, I don't tell you how to put your lipstick on. Now, don't tell me how to make like a bloodhound.
Well, the lobby is empty.
Well, watch the elevator.
Oh.
It's stopping on the fourth floor.
Hadn't we better go up?
Look, lover. The fourth floor probably comes equipped with a lot of doors. Now, if you want to just knock on any of them, go hire yourself Humphrey Bogart.
Well, then what do we do?
You stand by and watch like you... make like you knew what I was doing. See, the little old elevator's coming back down. Now, you just hold it there while I look at the mailboxes. Mrs. B. Callahan. Mrs. Lillian McEdward. Mrs. Mike. Wow. And Miss Sally Maxwell. Okay, now we push the button for the fourth floor and away we go.
Fun?
How do you know where to go?
I got the name off the mailbox.
But you said yourself there must be a lot of people on the fourth floor.
Elementary, my dear girl. Process of elimination. We're lucky this time. Only one single girl on the fourth floor. Sally Maxwell. Come on. It's 406.
What if there'd been more than one single girl?
So I make some new friends. Now stop asking questions and stick close.
I'd love it.
Now, here it is, 406. Now hold it down.
Can you hear anything?
No. Yeah, somebody's moving around.
Oh?
Shh. Oh, duck.
What?
Too late.
What? June.
Good evening. I represent the Great Nothing Life Insurance Company.
What are you doing here, June?
I might ask you the same thing.
Do you mind if we come in? I'd like to interest you in our indemnity clause.
Stop pushing. Get out of my way.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You get $3 million if a python bites you in the middle of Times Square.
You can't force your way in here like that. You...
Oh, now you've hurt my feelings.
Take your hands off me or I'll strike you again.
Sure, but you need two more to put you out. Here, have one on me. Now, the next time you go striking people...
Mr. Diamond, look.
I looked past the little guy and spotted the body. She was blonde, and I didn't know why she was hanging onto the rug that way. She wasn't going anywhere.
All right, you. Get out of my way.
Huh? Oh, what a lovely gun.
Martin, you killed that girl.
No, I did not. I came in here and found her like that, but I didn't kill her.
She's been shot.
I know that. I found the gun by her body.
You don't think I'd kill her? I was in love with her.
Martin!
Is that the gun that did it?
Yes. I mean, no. I don't know what I mean. But you stand right there. Don't take another step.
That's your gun, Martin.
No, shut up. I didn't kill Sally. But I know I haven't got a chance of proving it, so if you come any closer, I will most certainly shoot you.
I hate to look like an idiot, but it's against the law to shoot people.
Mr. Diamond, be careful.
Come on, Martin. Give me the gun.
You don't think I'll shoot, do you?
Come on, give it to me.
Just one more step.
Look out, he's going to shoot.
Come on, open up in there.
What?
Better drop it, Martin. You got company.
Stay back. Stay back.
This is the police. Open up or we'll break the door in.
Police.
Give me the gun, Martin.
No. No.
Let him in, June. Before Levinson tears down the whole wall. I've got Martin.
Yes, all right.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
What's going on in here?
Hello, Walt.
Hey, Lieutenant, look. It's the gumshoe.
Rick, why do you guys always have to break down doors? Why don't you try turning the knob first?
Otis, didn't you see if it was unlocked? I forgot, Lieutenant.
You mallet head.
We got a report that someone heard a shot from this apartment.
There's the body, Walt.
Who's this guy?
Martin Heyer. Here's his gun. He was going to use it on me.
I didn't kill her. I came in and found her that way.
Oh, shut up. Who's the girl with you, Diamond?
This is Mrs. Heyer. Martin is her husband.
You don't say. The old triangle, huh, Rick?
I engaged Mr. Diamond to follow my husband.
That's right, Walt. We caught Martin trying to sneak out on the corpse.
I told you I didn't kill her.
And I told you to shut up. Is this your gun?
Yes. But I found it lying by the body. I knew I'd be blamed if someone found my gun, so I put it in my pocket.
You search him, Rick?
Haven't had time.
Shake him down, Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
I want my lawyer, and you get away from me.
You open your trap just once more.
Okay, but hold still.
Please, Mr. Diamond, I'd like to get out of here.
Sure. Okay, Walt?
Yeah, but I want to talk to both of you down at the station later.
Here's something, Lieutenant.
What is it? Letter.
Are you coming, Mr. Diamond?
You go on down. I'll be right with you.
All right.
Walt, what does the letter say?
It can't continue this way. I've decided to break it off once and for all. It will do no good to see me, so please stay away and leave me alone. Signed, Sally.
Let me see that.
Yeah. Well, what about it, you? Is the dead girl named Sally?
Yes. I don't know why she sent it. We were both in love.
Sure, sure. What were you going to do about your wife?
I was going to tell her this evening. Then I received this note. I came right over to see Sally, but believe me, I didn't kill her.
Tell me something, Martin. Is this the way you received the letter?
Yes. Why?
Now, you wait a minute, Rick. I'm very happy with what I've got, so don't start making like Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, well, I guess you're right, Walt. He admits it's his gun, and this letter is certainly motive enough.
Yeah. Otis, call for the wagon and put the cuffs on her.
Right, Lieutenant.
Walt, why would someone send a letter after tearing off the top of it?
Huh?
See, the top of this letter is missing. The part that usually reads, Dear Julius, or something.
So what?
Do me a favor, will you, Walt?
Oh, what is it?
Give me 3 minutes and then have Otis fire a shot from this apartment.
What?
Is that all you can say? Have Otis fire a shot in about 3 minutes after I leave.
I will not. The police department can't go around making like it was the 4th of July.
You want to solve a murder, don't you?
I have solved it. What more do I need? I got a suspect, the murder weapon, and a good motive.
Walt, if you just killed someone and a guy caught you at it, what would you do?
I'd knock him off, too.
Well, I caught Hire in the act, and he didn't pull the trigger.
Well, you said yourself he was going to.
But he didn't, and he took too much time thinking about it. Walt, I can't remember hearing a shot when I came in this building.
So you didn't hear a shot. Maybe you couldn't.
Well, that's what I want to find out. I was right behind Martin all the way up to this apartment, and I didn't hear a shot. Maybe he didn't kill her.
That's right, I didn't. Please, I didn't kill her.
You see, Walt?
Oh, you always start something like this.
Martin, did your girlfriend Sally have any enemies?
No. At least she never told me about any.
Now, where are you, brain trust?
Just a little more sure of myself. First, Martin can't make up his mind about shooting me. Then he claims that the murdered girl didn't have any enemies. Does that sound like a killer trying to cover up?
You've run into smart killers before. I'm surprised at you, Rick.
I called the station, Lieutenant.
I'm proud of you. Go on in the other room and shoot that cannon of yours off when I tell you.
The what, Lieutenant?
You heard me. Shoot it into a mattress, but don't muffle a shot.
Okay.
But not till I tell you. You might think it's fun and blow up the whole building.
Thanks, Walt.
What are you doing?
Oh, just looking around this desk to see if I can find the top piece of this letter. Oh, Martin, are you sure that your girlfriend didn't know anyone who might want to kill her?
She never said she was in danger. But you might ask her husband.
Her husband?
Oh, swell. Why didn't you say something about her husband before this?
You didn't ask.
Oh. Who is her husband?
His name's Leon Fisk.
The gambler?
Yes.
Oh. Bye, Walt.
Now, you wait a minute.
Have Otis start making like a Roman candle 3 minutes after I leave.
What's that you've got in your hand?
Huh? Well, it's a piece of stationery from the desk that matches the stationery this letter was written on.
You can't take that letter. It's evidence.
What is?
That letter the murdered girl wrote to this guy.
Well, how do you know she wrote it?
Because this guy said so.
Yes, but I'm not sure. It could be forged.
See what? Maybe she didn't write it.
Well, that's why I want it. The lab will be able to tell from other samples of her handwriting.
Tell what, Walt?
Who wrote that letter?
Well, don't you know?
Of course I don't know, but we found it on this guy, and it's police evidence.
Why?
Why? Well, because it just is, that's all.
Well, anybody could have written it. You could have written it, Martin.
Yes, I guess I could.
And send it to yourself?
Why would I send it to myself, Lieutenant?
You wouldn't. That's why it's important.
You mean the letter itself or the fact that he couldn't have sent it to himself?
Both reasons.
Well, if he couldn't have sent it to himself, that eliminates him as a suspect.
It does?
He didn't do it. Did you, Martin?
No.
See, Walt?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why do I always get into something like this?
You asked me if I sent the letter to myself.
You shut up.
And you said he couldn't have.
That's right, he couldn't.
Then someone else did.
Of course they did.
Okay, then as long as you're not so sure it's important, I'm going to take it with me.
Who says it's not important?
Well, if he didn't send it to himself, then someone else did. And if someone else did, the murdered girl couldn't have, so anyone could have sent it. Isn't that right?
Say that again.
He said if I didn't send the letter to myself, then I couldn't have gotten it.
No, he said you couldn't have sent the letter to... No, wait a minute. You couldn't have written it to...
To myself.
Yeah. So someone else wrote it and sent it to the murdered girl and...
No. Send it to me.
You're crazy. I distinctly heard him say...
Walt.
Yeah?
After you figure it out, be sure and have Otis fire that shot. I'm going to see Leon Fisk.
Okay. Now, let's start it again. If I didn't... If somebody didn't... If you didn't...
If I didn't what? Lieutenant? What is the matter, Lieutenant?
He did it again. And you helped him. You rat, I'll see that you get the chair even if you didn't kill her.
What did I do?
You shut up.
You're listening to Dick Powell as Richard Diamond. We'll be right back with more after this break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
While the band Queen wasn't singing about Asus in their 1989 hit I Want It All, they could have been talking about the Asus ZenBook 14 OLED laptop, model number UM3402, as you do get it all in this thin and light yet powerful laptop, and with an exceptional OLED screen and long-lasting 75-watt-hour battery. Measuring under 17 millimeters thin and weighing just 1.39 kilograms, the ZenBook 14 OLED was built for effortless portability. Complementing its modern and elegant design is a breathtaking display, an ultra-wide screen, 16 by 10 aspect ratio, OLED, nano-edge touchscreen with pixel-perfect 2.8K resolution and high dynamic range, or HDR, for better contrast, brightness up to 550 nits, and more vivid Pantone validated color accuracy. For more, visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to Dick Powell, starring as Richard Diamond on When Radio Was.
Well, what took you so long?
I had to get a merry-go-round started.
Can I drop you somewhere?
Just relax for a second. I've got to think something out.
Well, I didn't ever think Martin could kill anyone.
Yeah.
What was that?
Just a backfire. Look, drive me across town. I want to talk to a guy named Leon Fisk.
Leon Fisk?
Yeah, runs a nightclub with an iron claw in the back room.
What's the address?
222 East 45th. I remember it because when I was on the force, I used to raid his place for exercise.
Thinking of doing some gambling?
That's the way it'll probably end up. Let's go. She drove me across town, and 10 minutes later, we pulled up in front of a low building with a flight of steps leading down to a basement door. A large sign over the door read, Cellar Club. I got out and thanked June for the lift and watched her drive off. I went down the steps and through the door.
Something I can do for you?
Yeah, I'd like to see Leon Fisk.
Maybe he don't want to see you. What's the name?
Just tell him Diamond.
Okay.
You got a phone booth?
Yeah, right over there.
Thanks. I found the phone booth and went in. In my business, you work with hunches, and sometimes they pay off. I knew that the torn letter had to be sent to someone the dead girl was going to slough. I didn't think it was higher, so the next best prospect was her husband, Leon Fisk. I didn't have a thing to pin on him, but a good bluff can open a lot of doors. I took out the letter and copied the handwriting on the other piece of stationery. I wrote the name Leon at the top, and then the words, We can't continue, so they'd correspond with the first part of the original. Yeah?
What was you writing?
What's it to you?
You don't have to get sore. I just thought maybe you was getting a tip on the horses, and I sure could use a winner. The nags have been beating me to death.
Oh, no tip.
Okay, the boss will see you. That door right over there.
Thanks.
Well, Diamond, it's been a long time.
I haven't missed you, Leon.
What brings you here?
Your wife was killed tonight.
Sally?
One's usually the lemon.
That's too bad. How did it happen?
I thought maybe you could tell me.
I don't know anything about it.
Ever see this letter before?
Hey.
What's the matter? That's your wife's handwriting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says, Leon, we can't continue. Then the writing stopped.
Oh, so what?
Well, the guy the police are holding got a letter from Sally, too. It started the same way, but it wasn't addressed to anyone. The top was torn off. You know what I think?
No, tell me.
I think she started one letter to you, then threw it away and wrote another one. I think you sent the second to Martin Haar after tearing off the name Leon.
Well, go on, Diamond.
You didn't count on her starting a second one, so you went up to her apartment and killed her with Martin's own gun.
Oh, with his own gun. Maybe you can tell me how I got it.
Oh, I think so. You had to know a lot of things before you could kill your wife. What time Martin would arrive so the time of death would be close. You had to have his gun to leave by the body, and you had to have a witness who would swear Martin killed her. It had to be timed just right.
You're talking yourself into a corner. How would I get all these things?
By working with someone who was close enough to Martin. Maybe like his wife.
You're crazy.
Am I? She just drove me to this place.
So what? A lot of people know this place.
She told me she didn't. So I gave her an address 8 doors down, but she pulled up right in front of your door.
Well, that could happen.
It was too pat, Leon. Getting me to come to her place at 8:10 and knowing her husband would leave close to 8. She had to know it because that letter was delivered just before I got there.
Think you can prove it?
You made one mistake. I didn't hear a shot when I got to your wife's apartment. I found out later that you could hear one all the way down in the street. Your wife was killed before Martin went into that building. Probably when you saw his cab pull up. Well, anyway, it's enough to hold you on, and I think we can prove later on that you've been seeing June Hires.
You're a pretty smart shamist, I mean.
Oh, you mean you admit it?
Okay, baby, come on in. June, come on out of there.
Leon, are you crazy?
Well, well, well. I didn't know you kept your back room stocked with nylons, Leon.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you two don't need any introductions.
Why did you have to drag me into this?
You heard what Diamond said. He knows all about it. You got the car out back?
Yes. But what are we going to do with him?
Diamond? Well, he's going swimming with a barrel of cement.
Lieutenant Levinson wouldn't like that. He knows I came here.
You're lying.
Wait a minute. Maybe he isn't. Diamond was upstairs with him for quite a while.
Okay, so we'll have to hurry things up.
Leon, you can't shoot him.
Yeah. You should know it's not polite to point.
I'm not going to knock him off here in the office. We'll take him in the car and do it later.
No, Leon.
What do you mean, no?
It was your idea to kill your wife. I just helped get the gun. I'm not going to be along if you kill Diamond.
You're going to be right with me, baby, because you're in this up to your pretty neck, and I need that car.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, you and Diamond go swimming together.
Leon!
Give me that gun.
You... Let me go.
Come on, drop it.
You go to the devil. Don't come back here.
I'm getting off. You got me into this mess.
Come back here, you dirty little tramp. Don't you take that car.
You're not going anywhere, Leon.
You want to bet? I'll fix you, Diamond.
He hit me with the butt of his gun, and I went down like a price of wheat in July. As I picked myself up, I watched him run for the back door.
June, wait for me. You're not going to leave me here to take a rock.
I got my gun out and stumbled over to the window and looked out just as the car started up. I spotted Leon with a gun in his hand. He looked mean enough to start shooting with it. He did. He started running up the alley then. I suppose I could have said something like stop or I'll shoot, but I was too tired. I just rested my arm on the window and let him have it. Walt finally showed and cleaned things up. I was bleeding again, so I headed for 975 Park Avenue and my usual first aid station.
Yes?
Hello, Francis. Miss Asherin?
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Diamond. Come in, sir. Come in. You've been hurt again.
I guess you'll have to answer the door a little quicker after this, Francis, or build a first aid station in the hall.
Usual, sir?
No, you can forget the plasma, Francis. I had liver for dinner. I can stand the loss.
Just as you say, sir. Miss Asher is in the study.
Oh, thank you. Why don't you go to bed? You look tired.
Yes. Good night, sir.
Boo.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah. Isn't it awful?
What happened to your chin?
Oh, I got it caught in a 38. Want me to go?
Want you to go? Why?
Well, I thought maybe my poor little face scared you.
Oh, I like your poor little mussed-up face.
Well, thanks, sporty.
How about some music?
Oh, I'm too tired. Turn on the radio.
All right. Now, let me look at that chin.
Oh, that's soothing.
Hey, you shut that radio off. I'm trying to sleep.
Now, what is that?
Oh, it's that crabby old neighbor.
Oh, it is, huh?
Now, Rick, don't get mad. I'll turn it off.
You want something, Max?
Yeah, some sleep. Is that too much to ask?
Well, stick your head in the closet.
Now, look, bud.
You look. That radio wouldn't wake a 2-year-old.
Well, just pretend I haven't stopped teething, wise guy. All I want is some sleep.
Oh, you do, huh? Sleepy time, gal. You're turning night into day.
Rick.
Oh, that guy upsets me.
All right, he upsets you. That's too pretty a song to sing like that.
No.
Now you do it right, or I'm going to be mad.
Well, honey, then that's the last thing I want you to be. Now, cuddle up on the sofa. You comfy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad now, baby. Sleepy time, gal. You're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal. You've danced the evening away.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss. Then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late, and baby, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time, gal. When all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal. I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal. Well, how was that, baby? Helen. Helen.
Well, how do you like that? She snores, too.
Hey, you! Max!
Yeah, now what do you want?
How about a game of gin? I'm lonesome.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Helen was played by Virginia Gregg. Lieutenant Levinson by Ed Begley. Also in our cast were Wilms Herbert, Jay Novello, Joan Banks, and Stacey Harris. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by William P. Rousseau. Dick Powell soon will be seen in the screen version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. Now, this is Eddie King inviting you to be with us again at the same time next week, when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
The Letter Perfect Murder from July 23rd, 1949. Supporting cast member Joan Banks was married to fellow radio actor Frank Lovejoy, and she was adept at both drama and comedy. For example, for a few months in the 1948-49 radio season, she filled in for an ailing Kathy Lewis as a roommate character named Jane Stacy. But on what series? I'll provide the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we heard versatile actress Joan Banks in an episode of Richard Diamond, Private Detective. And I mentioned she was also quite good at comedy. A great example, during the 1947-48 radio season, she filled in for fellow performer Kathy Lewis, who was battling illness. The role Joan Banks would play was roommate Jane Stacy on the hit radio comedy My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're once again all out of time. But hey, take a little time, folks, and pay a visit to us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.